Begin the current daf, Masechet Tzeir ben Daf Yud. Begin on the base. Begin with the Masechet that begins the words of the Gemara. Aisa Paske Bayasar. What you do is you make a board at 10 Tavachim high. B'meshach Talad Amos, a length of 4 Amos. Trace them comes to qualify. This case of this board, if let's say there's more than 10 Amos between the edge of this board in the middle to the wall in the back of the Mavi, would that be qualified as a mavi akum, as a bent mavi? Because the Gemara said, what do you do with a mavi that's wider than 10 amas, let's say 20 amas wide? How do you fix it? So the Gemara said, what you end up doing is that you make a board, like we said in Teres de Masl, 10 tefachim high, a length of 4 amas. You're splitting up the mavi into like two different mavis. Now each mavi is less and does not have a width more than 10 amas. Now that says Teres, now if you have from the end of that board, that shaltad panim, from the inner part of the, with that four amos partition ends, ad hakoyzlem tzoyshel mav, until the middle back wall of the alleyway, yoyser me'eser, but it's more than 10 amos, tzarch lemavi zed tzurus ha'pesach. So this mav is going to require a doorway by that, the back of that, essentially continuing along that middle wall, going to the back of the mavi. Why? Because davar kama mavi akum. Essentially, that's like a bent mavi, because you come in one way, you come around the other way. It's like a U, and therefore, just like by a mavi akum, you have to have a tzurus ha'pesach where it turns. So to over here, each one of these now these sister alleyways side by side, you're coming into the other one through the other way back through the rishus rabbim. That's a mavi akum. And you would have to have a tzuris abesa. Now, says Tosfos, Navav Gav, the Alibi de Shmuel, although the truth is that the Kaimina, we rule like Shmuel, where he holds that the Allah ben Mava Akum is anyways like it's closed off anyway. You wouldn't have to do anything anyway. So why is Tosfos saying that you would need a tzuris abesa? Even so, says Tosfos, could appreciate this Lael, but like as we explained previously, Ibi Yasim Esim. But if it's going to be more than 10 Amis by the bend, the Gemara tells us, Bahalei Mishmul Teresik Esasim, you think over here Shmuel says that here it's going to be like a closed Mavli? How could you say that it's more than 10 amas? And Tayshad explained that was going on. What does Shmuel mean that he would agree when it's more than 10 amas? That psichas akumum is kaivet. It's on the opening of where the bend is. That if the bend is more than 10 amas, then Shmuel would agree. So therefore, says Tayshad, you need a tzuris ha'pesach. But Tayshad brings Ritzvah Pirish that actually says, no, you don't. It's not similar to the Mavli Akum. Why? The Acha will be here, a fila be yes and ma'asa. Even if it's the bend, so to speak, it's not really a bend. It's like, it's a regular mavi. You just have the first four amas split into like two sister mavis. But if you, let's say, you're coming in one side and you go around to the other one, it's not really considered a mavi akum. A filib yesemes, even more than 10 amas leimikum aflish, that's like not considered, which is halacha we want to say in the mavi akum. If you need a bit to a pesach, or Jimish Mul agree when there's more than 10, and that it's a moving aflish, open on both sides. No, that wouldn't be considered in this case. The key, even though technically you could view it as such, but the kibbutz shnei pesachim l'shus rabbim echad, since both openings they open up to the same shus rabbim, it's essentially the same opening. We just made halachic leniency by making a division with a wall in between them. And the amim pesach zeh, someone's standing by this opening, lo yisavim v'lovi sava pas la pesach achad, he would not go through in this entryway to come out to go to the other entryway because he's right here. It wouldn't be getting him from point A to point B. So therefore, that's not considered mavim afolish. Of a mava akum, in contrast, the halacha that we had from Rav and Shmuel regarding a bent mava, yesh b'shnei rishah b'choltzad rishas ram. You have at both of their ends, on either side, a public domain, a street that a person would want to get to. Regilus leilich derech mava mitzad zel etzad acha, and it's normal to go through from one mava to the other mava, from one alleyway to the other alleyway, to get from one street to the other street, b'shamachad mafulish. That's where you would have the halacha mafulish. But here, says Ritzva, would not apply to say the halacha mafulish. Now, based on this, Taisa says, "Mavi akum." Then, what's with the? There's a certain type of a bent mavi, which is not just like a resh, like a L shape, but it's actually like a U shape, like a ches. Where the Gemara tells us on the vav mabeis dat suchud lasais that we're required to have doors, as was destroyed in our da. When you have that it bends like a U. Now, what's bothering the Ritzva is that wait a second, it's opening up on the same side. So didn't the Ritzva just say that that's not like a mavi akum? And that says, Taisis, Dahaba Kamai, Loihava Pesuch Bishne, no, that would be like it wasn't, like Loihava Pesuch Bishne Pesach Mishazram Mechem. That would be like it's not open to one Mishazram, because although it's opening to the same side, but it's at a greater distance. It's a huge development that you go on one side, although you come out much further along that road, So long, although it's the same road, but it's further away, and therefore it would be considered as a mavi alkum to be considered as mafulish. Oyifarish, or the Ritva would actually explain shumafulish mishalish ruches. That actually that case is talking about where it's open on that case of the mavi alkum and ardo, which was like a ches, was open on three sides. Ubeemtza alkum, and then in the middle it bent. In other words, that you had these two alleyways. One of the alleyways was open on one side to the other side in Rishas Rab. Now, then in the middle of that alleyway, it bent into another mavri, where that other side of that alleyway opens up to a third Rishas Rab. So it comes out, it's opening up into a third Rishas Rabim. So therefore, that would not be the same thing as the Ritzvah's case. And therefore, yeah, it would make sense to be considered as a mavri mafulish. Kapir Shri, like the Re explains it, Avav Manalf, and therefore that's why it requires doors. The master begins words of the Gemara. Vaisa pas shalosh amas. That you make a board, three amas. Chayes proves that even so, you have to add on a lechi at the end of that that board that's in the middle of the mavi. Because the Gemara had said that another way that you could, the second approach the Gemara had, that you could fix the width of the mavi if it's more than 10 amas, like we find by Rav Yehuda, that he said if the mavi is 15 amas wide, so what you could do is you could go a breach, you could make a distance of an opening of two amas. And over there, after two amas, then you make a board, as Atez Namaskal says, of three amas. So it comes out that the opening is not going to be more than 10 amas because those five are considered blocked off, where the three is more than that two, and then if it's like five together, now you're left with only 10. So that's his tesis, but b'tzarech lechi achar. But you still need to have another lechi. In other words, besides this board that you're making, which you're making in less than 10, you still have to have, now that you have an opening, of a lechi or a kaira. And the reason for that is because the high pass, this board that you're putting over here, loy mahani, that's not effective to permit the chatzar to carry inside of it, because that pass is not functioning as a lechi. Ha'ilo muflik min ha'kaisel shalish, because this board is more than three tfachim away from the wall. It's actually two amas away. Damal kamal, like the Gemara says later on, don't have a lechi, but it's more than three tfachim away from the wall, it's not considered a lechi. Oh, and that's why it says, Taisa Mishmachi Parchim and Rabbam Yerbasi. And that's what the Gemara's question is from Rabbam Yerbasi, that the Gemara had previously quoted them in Haman Aleph, that they spoke about a Mavi that has a breach on the, of three Tvachim by the end of the Mavi, basically by the entry of the Mavi. Now, if you have the breach, the problem is that people are going to walk through it, and they're going to make it a shorter thing, and therefore, it's going to be like as if the main Pesach doesn't have a lechi, even though it does have a lechi, because that's not considered as a Pesach. So that's how the Gemara is asking over here, that also in our situation, when the Gemara references Rabami, is that here when you have the Mavi that's 15 Amas wide, that you're distancing two Amas, and you're making in the board of three Amas, you still have to be concerned that maybe you're going to use the smaller opening between the board and the wall, which is two Amas wide, and then it's not going to have a lechi like a Pesach, and therefore the Mavi is going to be forbidden. Why? Meaning to say, that even the lechi that you had made there and the side of the board to fix the mavi, besides the board, but once you don't have a Pesach, then you don't have a lechi. This was the case of Rabami and Rabasi too. So it comes to the mavi without any tikkun, but you see from the Gemara's questions and the fact that they're asking that you should, what should you lose? You should lose the tikkun of what? Of the lechi, just like by Rabami. Therefore, you see obviously that the Gemara holds that you need to have a tikkun of a lechi besides the board itself that's minimizing it into less than 10 amas. It's not functioning also as a lechi. To the next day, the master begins words of Gemara. Now, Vamai, why is this? Yasa pas ama mechza. You should make a board that's an amma and a half. Which Tosfos proves that the Gemara's questions were all stringencies, and not like Rashi. The Gemara asks, wait a second, why do you have to do this that Rabbi Yehuda proposed? To push away, make a gap of two ammas, and then make a board three ammas? What do you mean? What you could do is, you could take a board an amma and a half, then a gap of two ammas, and then take another board an amma and a half. You'll have the same three verses too. Tosfos Pirush Rashi. Rashi explained that my itzrucha paskim lamas yachad was asking why you're being stringent, requiring to have a board of three amas together. Hey, you could do it with two boards of an am and a half. So Tosfos Mashma sounds like from Rashi shamaksha balakala, that it sounds like as if the question is coming to be lenient. Why do you have to have three? You could have one and a half, two tons. But that's a Tosfos Mashma, but it doesn't sound like from the Gemara like this. Why? Because in the Shana comes from the back, the Gemara answers later on when the Gemara finally has a question that stumps and says, oh, you could have done that. The Gemara says, you're right, you could have done that too. But the rabbis were not so stringent and make you go through such an effort to have to do one and then the gap of one and one and the gap of one and one. Now, Mashma sounds like from the Gemara's wording, from the answer, Shamak Shalahachmalavba, that the one who was asking the questions of all these cases was coming to be stringent. And that would say, no, okay, you're right, but we didn't have to. We didn't make him have to go through this effort. Okay, nizah mashmash, how you call a kushes? And that's it. Sounds like that. That's what the theme of all these questions were. So the kachner the pach rather says taste. It seems like the gemara's question was biyasa pasama metzah that you should do a board of an am and a half. That's a stringency. Why? Because that's better to do halachically because you have boards on either side of the gap near Yesa Pesach. It looks more like an opening. Whereas if you have a gap of two amas and then you have only on one side a board of three amas, it doesn't look so much like a Pesach as when you have in the middle of the board, the Pesach, the boards on either side. That's better and therefore taste it disagrees with Rashi. The Gemara's question is not leniencies, rather they're stringencies. Tinnik says the master begins words of the Gemara Oir HaAsla. We're talking about the leather of the toilet seat, the Chalal Shaloi, and the hole are mitzdarfen. They combine. Shteis proves that an oil that's mitame is only if the tuma and the kalem are beneath the roof of the oil, and not when one of them is beneath the ear space that there is. Because then the Gemara brought a brisa regarding this. The Oir HaAsla, which is the leather that's made to relieve oneself on, and there's a hole in the middle where the waste matter goes. So he said they combine for the Sheva Tefach to be an oil for laws of Tumah. And therefore, if there's Tumah beneath it, it's going to be Tumah, all the Kalim that are Tar that are beneath it, also beneath the leather. Now, Taisa explains that Hainu, that is, Keshat Tumah by Kli Tachazar, that's when the thing that's Tumah and the vessel that's becoming Tumah are all beneath the leather. The mean Perakam of the Sukkah, like we say in the first Perak in Sukkah, the Chazim and Aleph, that are meaning even if there's going to be a share of a Gog, but they have to be beneath the leather, not in the open space, because the Gemara says in first begin sukkah the chesam and aleph aruba bebayis. If you have a skylight in the house, which is essentially what this hole in the toilet seat is, uva pesach tefach and it has opening of a tefach, so tuma bebayis. If there's tuma in the house, so masha can negad aruba tar. What's opposite the skylight is gonna be tar because it's under the skylight. Now let's say tuma negad aruba. Let's say the tuma is beneath the skylight, so kalabayis kula tar. So then the whole house is going to be tar because since the roof that's being mal on the kalim is not mal on the tuma. It's as if the kalim and tuma are not together in one aisle. Now, so therefore, that's what Tesis says, that the tuma and the kli are all beneath the leather. Now, mekamakum mitzdarf aver, but still, in spite of that, the ear space does combine. Kamay aver sukkah mitzdarfin, like the ear space of a sukkah that it combines, even though the inyan shein tzarfin, even though you can't sleep beneath it. So therefore, that's not a contradiction that you can't be under there, but it will combine for the shebet tefach. Now, additionally, Tesis said vein lachshav. Wait a minute, why don't you say that it's considered closed and literally like under the same place, even though under the Israel's the halach of Lovin, where Lovin makes it like as if it's closed? So it's Taish, no, because the Hilchas of Gemir, like Abitum, it's a halach of Meshim Sinai by laws of Tum, and the Lord mean Lovin, that we don't say Lovin, and if we don't say as if it's closed and as if it's an extension of the roof itself, and therefore, obviously, when we're saying that it's going to combine for oil, is only when they're beneath the leather, but not beneath the neck. And that's what it says. Therefore, the Gemara actually tells us later on. It's when it's one of the interpretations describing it, what's the measurements that they combine? It's two finger breadth of leather on either side and two finger breadth of a gap in the middle. Now, the Yamar love it, but if you say this love would, so Sagi B'mashu Mekan, Mashu Mekan, why if they say two finger breadth on either side? What do you mean? Even according to that interpretation, that you have limitations regarding with Paritz and Ayman, what do you mean? You could have a Mashu on either side. And if you say love it, as long as the gap is less than three tefachim, we view it as closed. Obviously, we don't say lavid by the laws of tuma, which is a hilchas of gemir law. Ketanik says, "Master, begin the words of the gemara, but I am b'shnei shlishim revach lamtzim. You have two finger breadth and two thirds of a gap in the middle." Which Tesis explains two different opinions that why we don't say by the leather of the toilet seat that the ear space on either side is going to be mevatler, because the gemara said that when you have a measurement of the gap between two closed off areas, what's called the oimid, that's more than the oimid on one side, then even according to Rav Dimi, that's going to be considered that it's only oimid merubah parts mishneit stadim, and therefore that's not going to battle the parts. But Chase explains, because Leish Shaykh Bar Asla, Chase says that it's not possible to say by the leather of the toilet seat, which that's a vessel, that Asi Avir the High Gisa, to say that the ear space of one side, Vavir da'am, which is from the hole in the middle, Vavir da'am in the airspace of the world, which is the ear on the other side of the leather, which is whatever's in that room, whatever the ear is over there, umavatle, to nullify the leather, which is the oimid of the oil. Tzai says, no, you don't say it, because el-mechitzas kibbutz, you only say that by permanent walls, like beams or things that are standing in one place, and not by kalim, which are movable things. And, or let's say, like we said previously in the Gemara, regarding a mavoi that's wider than 10 amos. So he said that there's the ear between the board on either side, so that's going to be mavatl. We'll come to Perikon, or later on in the Perikon, be makifin bechabon, when we say that you could surround by a camp of people at a tent site, at a campsite, that they surround with ropes. And we're talking about between the ropes, if there's less than three tfachim. But between the third rope and the depends on, because you're closing off an area of 10 tfachim height with less than three tfachim, the Gemara says that if you make the airspace less than four tfachim, then between the upper rope and the middle rope, so then the upper rope is going to be bottled by the airspace that's beneath it and the airspace on top of it. And the ropes, that's permanent things like walls. So regarding that is where we say, but by the leather of the toilet seat, which is a movable thing, there we don't say that concept. Then Tez brings another interpretation why we don't say by the leather toilet seat that the avira of the hole and from the other side of the seat. Shemavatlet, Ritzvah Mefar, she explains, the avira de alma, loy amad asim mevatle. No, you never say ear space that's from the world, that's not regarding this thing that you're discussing, that should come and nullify the oimid that it's combating. El ba'avir shani chishvik esasim. It's only going to be airspace that I want to consider as closed. Kehidalei, like the Gemara previously discussed this. The chash ba'avir shal esek esasim, where when you're closing off the area with the boards, the airspace of the pesach gadol that's combining with the airspace on the other side of that beam, that airspace you're considering is closed. Because now we'll consider it as a pesach, which is like as if there's a wall over there. Pesach is like it's closed off. And so too, the Gemara later on, when you surround a campsite with ropes, the airspace on higher than 10 tefachim is also considered like it's closed up, because when you close up a Rosh Hashanah, you view as if the wall is going up to the sky. So it's closing it off. So that's where you're going to say that airspace is a combatant, and therefore it's going to nullify, no, the oimit. But for the ear, that's nothing to do with the wall itself. In Mavat's not going to nullify, and therefore the Ar HaAsla, the ear on the other side of the toilet seat, has nothing to do with what we're handling over here, we're discussing, and therefore it's not going to mevatel the Ar HaAsla. And Sister Zechimash, so this sounds like from the Gemara earlier on Daf Heyman Aleph, regarding the Mavli that had a breach by the top part of the end of the wall, near the entryway of the Mavli, and the crossbeam that's there by the Rosh HaMavli with the Kami Rabbam and Ravasi, they said that if the wall that's between the beginning of the Mavli and the breach, if there's Yeshem Pas Arbe, if there's a board that's four Amis, then Matir Pirtzad Esa, then that's going to permit the breach up until 10 Amis. Because you already have a halacha of a Mavli for Dalet Amis before that breach, and the breach up until now, 10 Amis is like a Pesach. And what do you see? Says Taisus. We don't say Asavir the high gisa with the Am Mavatle. What do you mean? You should say that the airspace outside the Mavoi should nullify that board, which is more, and then on the up to 10 Amis is also more than that board of 4 Amis. Obviously, that we don't say the Avira of the Am is Mavatl. But then says Taisus, Imloi Shenachalik Mentchilis Mavoi Save Mavoi, unless if we're going to differentiate between the initial making of a Mavoi and the end of a Mavi. Meaning to say that if it was already a Mavi and then it got breached, then maybe over there we don't say Asavir Mehagiz Mehagiz Mabatla. But maybe when you are making, maybe then there would be a difference. But from this we see that there's two interpretations why we don't say by the Ar HaAsla Asavir Mehagiz Mabatla. Either because the Aver is only Mabatla an oimid when it's a permanent thing like machitzas and not by movable things like a toilet thing that they use for the nobility, which was a movable type of a pot. Or it's only when it's the airspace of something that you want to be part of the mechitza and you're closing it off, that becomes a kabanon, and that's where you're saying that it's going to say it's mevatel. But not just regular ear that doesn't have anything to what we're discussing, that's not going to go ahead and be mevatel the oimid.